This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, May 14th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we revisit the issue of dental health care in Champaign County, 5 years after our Smile Healthy series. We'll also get a forecast from AM 580 meteorologist Scott Oltaugh. First, today's news. Students at the University of Illinois who are from China and the American Red Cross are starting to collect donations for the earthquake victims of Sichuan Province. Besides money, U of I psychology student Jibo He wants to provide psychological assistance to help people deal with the tragedy. He says psychological services aren't very advanced in China. Jibo He says he's from Sichuan. He says his family is safe because they live far away from the epicenter and because their city has earthquake-resistant buildings.
In the center of the earthquake, maybe they didn't have any precautions because the northwest part of the Sichuan province is so poor. Some of them didn't even have food. So the earthquake almost pulled down all the houses.
He believes the Chinese government is now doing everything to help the victims, and he thinks the tragedy will not affect the Beijing Summer Olympics. He says the government is capable of handling the games and the tragedy at the same time. A former U of I football player will join his old teammate in the Champaign County Jail. A judge yesterday sentenced Jody Ellis to 120 days as well as 30 months probation for an apartment burglary 14 months ago. Ellis received his sentence the same week that Derek McPherson began serving a 180-day jail sentence for the same theft charge. Both men were kicked off the team after their arrests. Both could get one day of good time credit for each day they're in jail. The state of Illinois is behind in paying doctors, nursing homes, and other medical professionals who care for Medicaid patients. And as Amanda Vinicky reports, some lawmakers say a new audit shows the situation is even worse than they had expected.
State Senator Dale Ryder, a Republican from Mattoon, says he requested Illinois' Auditor General examine the state's Medicaid books after hearing time and time again from Medicaid providers that the state was taking too many months to pay them back. Ryder says the audit confirms it's a problem, and according to the report, for the past few years, Illinois has carried over $1.5 billion worth of unpaid medical claims, basically faking a balanced budget.
Medical providers, to the extent that they had faith in the system and faith in the notion that someone's trying to make it better, I don't know why they'd have that faith now.
Ryder says the audit shows still deeper problems with the Department of Health Care and Family Services, including that the state's tardiness in paying provider bills has left taxpayers a potential bill of $81 million in interest. A spokeswoman from the department says it's making sure bills get paid faster, but that more money is needed to make more progress. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The Champaign City Council is praising the city's apartment building inspection program, but not the plans to expand it. Last night, council members turned down a plan to make permanent a pilot program for inspecting common areas in apartment buildings and to increase the frequency of those inspections from every 5 years to every 3. Champaign Property Maintenance Supervisor Susan Salzman says the 2-year pilot program uncovered more than 3,000 problems with plumbing, wiring, and other life safety issues in apartment buildings, many of them geared toward U of I students. She says doing the inspections on a 5-year timetable means some students could be moving into properties with a number of problems.
With the high turnover of apartments in this community, and every time people move in and out, damage occurs, and fire alarm systems get turned off, sprinkler systems get turned off, fire doors are damaged, all those things happen continually, and to let something wait for 5 years before it's inspected again, we don't think is adequate.
But most council members say they couldn't support the proposed $12 a unit annual fee to pay for the common area inspections. Many said the cost would only be passed along to tenants. Champaign council members instead voted 7-2 in favor of continuing the apartment building inspection program at its current level for up to 2 years. There's no principal or location yet, but the Champaign School District is looking for the first students for its new alternative high school. Last night was the first in a series of informational meetings for prospective students and their parents. Assistant Superintendent Mike McFarland says starting this fall, students who haven't fared well in the traditional setting will be able to work on their diplomas using new teaching methods.
The kids will be able to have a modified schedule, and a schedule flexible based on their individual needs, their learning needs, as well as their needs outside of school. Some kids have barriers or issues that are occurring that prevent them from attending during a traditional day.
McFarland says initial plans are to launch the Academic Alternative Academy with 60 full-time students, with other students splitting their time between the alternative school and their high school. Three small East Central Illinois school districts in Vermilion County could be joined together under a plan that would include a new high school. Illinois House lawmakers approved a measure that would eventually send high school students from Jamaica, Catlin, and Oakwood to one facility. The plan uses $15 million in state funds for planning and design work. The towns would each keep their elementary schools. Republican House Member Bill Black says he's heard from those in the communities who like the approach.
It isn't my idea. Parents, students, school superintendents, school board members have come to me for a number of years and said, if we can get some help in building a new high school, we think the voters will approve the concept of a cooperative high school.
Some lawmakers questioned if the communities would realize more savings by consolidating at all levels, but Black says voters won't support closing the separate elementary schools. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. In 2004, AM 580 won a national award for its Smile Healthy project. It was a collaboration of community partners focused on improving access to dentists for low-income residents in Champaign County. Well, what's happened since then? Reporter Lynn Crandall created several stories for the Smile Healthy project, and she takes a look at dental access in the county today.
On most days, the dental chairs at Champaign-Urbana Public Health District's dental clinic are filled with children. But on this day, Dr. James Wall and his assistant are treating an adult patient. The Public Health District's core client base is children from low-income families who live in Champaign-Urbana. But last March, the district opened the dental clinic for 2 half-days a week to adults enrolled in Medicaid. The clinic was responding to an urgent need. All local practices are closed to Medicaid patients because the state's reimbursement rates are low and the paperwork is time-consuming. Public Health sees about 8 or 9 adults a week for restorative and emergency care only, and has a monthly waiting list of about 200 patients. Claudia Lenhoff is the director of Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. She says the lack of providers who will accept Medicaid patients is an enormous problem for low-income adults.
Now, we've actually seen a rollback in some ways because some of the dental providers in our community who used to take Medicaid have stopped taking Medicaid. But as bad as it is for the people with Medicaid, and it is terrible, you know, there's also even more people who are uninsured, who have no means of paying for dental care, who are in the exact same situation.
For 25-year-old Alicia Capel, the lack of dental access became excruciating. Capel enrolled in Medicaid while pregnant with her daughter when doctors told her the baby would need expensive care. Kayla is now 3. She was born with optic nerve hypoplasia. She's legally blind and requires special care, so Kayla's mom doesn't work outside of her home and has no other medical or dental insurance. When a broken tooth turned into an abscess, Alicia Capel's face swelled up. She couldn't sleep, couldn't eat, and could hardly take care of her daughter.
I had the medical card then, and I couldn't get in to see anybody in Champaign-Urbana. Not a person would take the medical card. And then I found somebody finally out in Paxton who would take the medical card, but then they were booked up and I kept being put on a waiting list. And every month, instead of the waiting list jumping over, you had to call at the beginning of the month and get put on a new waiting list.
The dentist took x-rays of Capel's tooth and diagnosed her problem. Unfortunately, before she could get back in to get her tooth fixed, the dentist stopped accepting Medicaid. Her mother ended up paying a Champaign dentist $600 to extract the tooth.
She knew how much pain I was in. I mean, I was pacing, I was crying that night just so hard because it hurt. It was one of the worst pains I had ever experienced in my life.
Capel's experience is not unique for low-income adults in Champaign County. But Julie Pride says the news is not completely glum. Pride is interim director at Public Health. She says that since the Smile Healthy project concluded in the spring of 2003, dental access and dental health has vastly improved for children of low-income families.
Back when that started, Champaign-Urbana Public Health District had one dentist and we had difficulty retaining a dentist. Now we have 2 full-time dental teams, that's dentists, dental hygienists, and dental assistants, plus we have a dental coordinator, plus we have a team that works with us as needed basis.
The health district provides dental services at the main facility in Champaign and through its school-based clinic at Urbana High School. The district accepts Illinois' all kids and Medicaid programs, as well as private insurance, and charges the Medicaid rate to those with limited means. And for children of low-income families who reside out of the cities but within Champaign County, Central Illinois Dental Services and Education, or SIDES, administers two programs. Both programs rely on participating dentists to provide low-cost services. Valerie Woodruff is a general dentist who practices in Champaign County and is the president of the Board of SIDES.
Between Champaign-Urbana Public Health District and SIDES, Champaign County's in pretty good shape, and there are counties that don't have access to care. But if we're just talking Champaign, I think the kids are in pretty good shape.
But for low-income adults, access to dentistry remains very limited. In addition to the 2 half-days available at the Public Health District, adults can get care through Champaign County Healthcare Consumers Dental Referral Program. Dentists participating in the program provide services to income-eligible adults on a sliding fee scale. Also, adult family members of Head Start children can get treatment if space is available at the Rantoul Head Start Dental Clinic. There is hope for more dental services for low-income, Medicaid, and uninsured adults, but the solutions don't seem imminent. Various organizations that are seeking ways to meet the need disagree about who is responsible. Pride would like to see local dentists step up and accept more low-income patients, perhaps collaborating with the CU Health District.
It's going to take private participation, private dentists. It's going to take public. It's going to take charity. Everyone's going to have to pitch in a little bit.
But Woodruff points out that most area dentists already provide charitable services to adults while trying to maintain the viability of their small business. She would like to see the health district open up its state-of-the-art dental clinic to local dentists who would be willing to volunteer on their own time.
I really think most dentists are really pretty generous. Now, maybe not everybody, just like the regular community, but I think most dentists enjoy what they do so much that they provide a great deal of free care. And I think that's important, and I think they should. You know, I'm more than happy to pitch in, and I do at least my share, and I think probably more than my share. But I can't do it to the detriment of my business.
Lenhoff says it will take a collaborative effort to meet the overwhelming dental needs of low-income adults. But she's optimistic that the momentum from children's programs will fuel success with adult access.
You know, this community has a long ways to go in terms of really meeting the needs of especially low-income adults. But I think that we're on our way.
For now, Alicia Capel is doing okay, but she knows she has another broken tooth.
I know because when they actually did the x-rays on my teeth for the broken one, they found it, and I know it's just gotten worse because I can actually feel pieces of it breaking off, and I can tell when it breaks. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not painful at this point, luckily, but I'm sure it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, like
countless other Champaign County residents may be wondering when their dental luck will run out, too. I'm Lynn Crandall, AM 580 News.
You can read and hear more about the Smile Healthy Project, including AM 580 stories on dental access, at smilehealthy.org. The weather forecast calls for sunshine to return, at least partial sunshine, to return over some of the two-state area, northern and west-central Illinois specifically. Elsewhere in the state of Illinois and in northwest Indiana, we'll see clouds this morning with scattered showers possible. Elsewhere, cloudy with periods of rain and thunderstorms gradually diminishing by afternoon. Today's highs from 61 near Lake Michigan to 71 in the far south. We should see partly sunny skies this afternoon in Champaign-Urbana after a chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm and a high of 68. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy across the two states, lows from 42 north to 58 south, 48 in Champaign-Urbana. And for tomorrow, partly sunny in northern Illinois, but in central Illinois and northern Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered showers. In southern Illinois and in central and southern Indiana, cloudy with periods of rain and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow from 60 north to 68 far south, 62 in Champaign-Urbana with some afternoon showers likely. For tomorrow night, cloudy with showers diminishing early, the low 45, then cloudy Friday with a few afternoon showers reappearing and a high of 68. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, May 14th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.